Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
Ding, ding, ding.
I am Trebuchet, back up in your ear hole, and we are here to discuss some wrestling.
Yes, we are.
To my right, the man, the myth, the mustache, Cody Goes. How's it going?
Pretty good.
Hanging in there.
Time for myself.
That's right.
Feeling good.
You're about to go to a casino.
I am. It's my mom's birthday.
Running away.
Together. I'm hanging out for a few minutes, though.
And then he's going to run away. Directly to his right, the returning former champion, the Ryback. How's it going?
Not bad. I napped a bunch, so I got to carry the energy for...
Oh, boy. Okay, I'm sipping on some coffee, too, so we'll get through this together. I believe in us.
I'm the most alert, maybe, at all, but I'm leaving.
But you're leaving. You're out of here. And last, but certainly not least, for the very first time, we got Mr. Alex Plotkowski, A-Plot, up in here. Welcome.
That is me.
How you doing?
I'm all right. I'm driving on a donut right now. Mm-hmm. Which is like when you go to the grocery store and you have that one messed up wheel on your cart the whole time, and it just kind of screws everything up.
Ooh.
I don't like driving on it. It's mm-mm. terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
I got my door handle fixed today. It's been broken for 10 months.
You're like, I don't want to make it 11. Let's go. Let's end at 10.
That is your automobile update, everybody.
Yeah, I know.
It is rough on the road.
That's
right
what's
now.
Going on in our life.
Right now, thank you. Chopper mustache. But you were at the All In pay-per-view recently, were you not?
I was.
That's a big deal.
Last Saturday.
Illinois?
Chicago, Illinois.
Schaumburg.
Schaumburg.
Oh, yes. Excuse me.
The beautiful city of Schaumburg. just outside of Chicago. 11,263 people.
That's awesome.
It was a hell of a show.
You're from Indy.
I was sitting towards the stage, like next to the stage on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
But I was in the back row.
Cool.
So it's like, visibility was not great,
right.
But like, it also meant I could stand the entire show, okay. And nobody else.
Were you on the camera side or the other side?
Other side.
The other side.
Right by the walkway. So like, when people were leaving, I got a few handshakes.
That's cool.
A buddy of mine gave Jeff Jarrett double middle fingers, and Jeff Jarrett looked at him like, I will kill you.
Did he call him a slap knot?
I believe he did.
The Ryback watched it. Did you see A-Plot out there? Did you spot him
in the
crowd?
I watched it after work, so the first half I was very sleepy.
Okay,
and I caught up and finished it.
I'm noticing a theme here.
Yeah, I'm apparently the Jigglypuff of the spot.
Okay, that's awesome. But what was your guys' favorite matches?
There were two that were particularly really good.
Right. Let's see if they're the same.
The Kenny Omega versus Pentagon.
I know Pentagon. I know Kenny Omega very well.
Oh my goodness!
That was brutal. It was fun.
Yeah, there was a Fear Factor spot on the apron, and he just drops Kenny like right on his head, and the reaction for everybody around was, oh my god, he just killed Kenny.
I love that. You bastards!
But it was just a brutal match. And then after that match, Y2J Chris Jericho showed up.
Oh my god! Praise him and
awesome.
All his glories.
That was
cool. Yes.
That was my hardest pop of the night, because a lot of people think, well, we're in Chicago. What if it's CM Punk?
Right. That hype is always going to be there.
Because the lights were down for quite a bit.
No, yeah.
And people, like, I was just like...
Did they blow the generator?
Like, it's going to be Punk. It's got to be Punk. And no, it was Chris Jericho, which is still...
Fine.
Yeah. Especially after all the talk. He's like, I'm not going to wrestle in North America unless it's for Vince. Blah, blah, blah. Well, he lied.
Okay.
He lied.
He's going to sell tickets to that boat.
Yeah.
Right. He's going on that cruise.
He's showing that cruise very hard.
I'm sure tickets are still available.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Or if you guys want, any of the listeners, you can just buy the tickets and send them to me, because I'll go on the cruise if you don't want to go and just support Chris Jericho.
He'll send you pictures.
I will. It'll be a fun time. I will put it all over my Twitter, at Trebuchet, LOL. Are you on the Twitter machine here?
I am on the Twitter machine. I am at Probs Magobs.
Of course. Thanks for that. 1, 2, 3. Nice. Why did you choose that?
You know, it was something I used to say a lot back in like late high school, and then the movie I Love You Man came out, and people were saying Totes Magobs.
I was saying that earlier today.
And that was one of those things I was like, that's not cool. I've been saying Probs Magobs forever.
And the rest is history.
And then it's just like, alright, well, yes, this is my Twitter name now, so
Thunder.
Yeah, I'm just like, Damn you, Jason Siegel. It's another one.
Cool. Are you on the Twitter machine, Ryback?
Yeah, I'm a nerdy Viking.
Nice.
I'm at Goat, in case you forgot.
I didn't ask.
This is my last name.
I did not ask. I don't remember asking him. But what was the other good match?
I assume it's Adam Page, Janela.
Okay, that match was amazing, but the other match for me would have probably been Kazuchika Okada versus Marty Scurll.
That's fair. That's fair.
A match that apparently ran long.
That doesn't surprise me.
But I'm pretty sure there was quite a few matches on the card that went long. That's why I'm sure when you watched it, it just abruptly ended. Like, as soon as that last match ends, there's like 3 seconds, and then just it cuts.
From the Meltzer report or wherever it was, they had 3 minutes to end.
Wait a minute.
Ended it.
Did I just hear you say 3 minutes? I'm sorry. Shout out to 3 Minute Warning. Eric Bischoff.
My bad.
You did. You did.
But yeah, they ended up getting the pin done in the last minute. They had a negotiate for another minute with the pay-per-view company. Got it and finished it in that minute.
Yep. Nice. Well done. Well done.
1, 2, 3. So the pay-per-view, if you watch it, it just ends. And you're like, oh, all right.
They don't want to let go. You know, it's like just... and then...
I gotta see that. At least the ending of it then.
Yeah
it was pretty funny.
Because they're... Like, I've even watched back some of it and you can tell because El Bandito, who's in the main event, tried to break up a pin... And he broke it up, and they're like, no, that was supposed to be the end there because we're running out of time.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And they didn't. But the other match, we were talking about Adam Hangman Page versus Joey Janela in a Chicago street fight.
Ooh.
Amazing.
Holy hell.
Ooh. So much fun.
Ooh. That's both sides. Yeah, holy and hell. Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Like, on a card that has Okada and Skull, which was a technical, like, blast. Like, really great wrestling. This Joey Janela and friggin' it was Adam Page, brutal old school.
Yeah,
like blood and guts. Like was it pretty brutal?
There was no real blood, which was actually I was totally okay.
Yeah,
with.
Yeah.
You know, it just proves that you know. I know we're in WWE's. There's that PG era. People are like, nobody bleeds anymore. Why can't we bring back the blood? You don't need it. You can still have spots that just you're like, oh. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen...
The OMG moments, if you will.
Yeah, and I haven't seen, like, a full Janela match. I've only seen, like, clips of him jumping off stuff.
Joey Janela is
good in the ring.
He's great. He's just... He's a psycho. He doesn't care. He's just doing it because, like, there was a match he had a few weeks before. I talked to one of the guys in the stands he watched, and he's like, yeah, he... I think it was Joey Janela lost in New York. That was his most recent pay-per-view thing that he had. And there was like 300 people, and he was doing just ridiculous spots, hurting himself in front of 300 people. And then, of course, you get him in front of 11,000 people. Yeah, he's going to try to do some stuff.
And then Penelope Ford, I've never seen before. Trebuchet, you're going to love Penelope Ford.
I'm going to like what she's bringing to the table, if you will.
She hit a stunner on Hangman Page.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Kevin Owens threw a stunner recently, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Good. Not to get us off track, but
good.
Like,
everybody should be throwing stunners all the time. So much fun. And Paige sold it amazingly, which was great.
She can work in the ring because she did a few different things.
Yeah, she did like a bulldog spot, the stunner. She jumped on his back. She was great.
She looks like one of those old school WWE divas where it's like.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, did they just hire a porn star?
Oh,
kind of like look to her.
Okay.
Yeah, she's a blonde bombshell.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm not judging her based on that.
She's a blonde bombshell. Yeah. And
so Trebuchet, are you gonna watch this whole pay per view yet?
I'm getting very interested.
Or at least googling Penelope.
Yeah,
Ford.
Yeah.
But her ring work was really good.
Penelope. It's called like Penelope.
What was the last name? Ford. Like the car.
Yes.
Fusion. Okay.
Yes.
Penelope Ford Fusion. We're gonna really get.
That doesn't even get into the most absurd part of that match.
Oh?
Which, are you guys familiar with Joey Ryan?
Yes.
The King of Dong Style.
Okay, the dick flip. The dick flip. King of the dick flip, yes.
Or as they say in BTE,
legendary dick wrestler Joey Ryan.
All right, there you go.
They say that in front of his name every time.
So, being the elite, which basically helped sell out the 11,000 seats. You know, the Young Bucks' YouTube channel. In the show, they had Adam Page kill off Joey Ryan. And it was just like, oh no, who killed Joey Ryan? And it was clearly Adam Page. But they brought Joey Ryan back for All In, and the most Undertaker-esque style possible.
Oh no.
Complete with the dongs.
I was going to say, what they said.
Oh yeah, the ghost.
It was
the goat, yeah. Well, no, you see the picture?
My favorite phrase that was used was dong druids.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like, Dick Druids is Dick what
Druids,
I was saying.
Dick Druids, I've heard that.
But hashtag like, rather, Dick Druids, apparently.
Rather than, you know, rather than the Undertaker gong, it was dong. Dong.
Oh,
dong,
that's dong, amazing. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah, and then they came out. After Joey Ryan came, super kicked Adam Page.
Uh-huh.
And then took the sucker.
The lollipop that he had in his mouth. Yeah. Put in his pants,
like,
pulled out.
Like you do. Yeah, yeah.
Put it in his mouth, popped him a super kick.
Brutal. And then it's brutal.
Adam Page was carried out by the Legion of Dick Druids.
Oh my lord. That's awesome.
Fantastic. And you know that all those Dick Druids are, you know, guys on the indies that haven't made it yet. They're on the really, really low level indies. And
they're on Twitter being hashtag I was a Dick Druid.
Dick Druid number six.
Or like guys at Pro Wrestling Tees who are like, all right, yeah,
I'll do it.
I'll dress up as a Joe Ryan Dick.
Yeah. So, and that match.
I'd be like, so you're saying there's a wrestling match?
Yeah, but it was just this great match, and then after that,
that's hilarious. I just saw a picture of it.
It was a lot of fun after that.
Yeah,
unless weird. You're Jim Cornette. And
oh my God,
it's the worst.
Yeah, I've heard that Cornette really hates Joey Ryan because of the Dick Whip, particularly. Oh my God,
Joey Ryan's hilarious
around a bunch of penai, if you will.
Also, what I think deserves a shout out:
the Double D's, the Dick Druids.
Before I go, I want to talk about how the NWA Championship changed.
Oh, yes, because I am trying to...
Tony Goads.
I'm trying to get the NWA Championship.
You are trying to be a GoFundMe.
Yes, I have a GoFundMe. You can find that on my Twitter. There's a link there, at TrebuchetLOL.
Yeah.
If you would like to donate, please send that money my way. Check it out. AJ, Double J, Trebuchet. How good does that sound together?
You know, you're not wrong.
I know. That's good enough. I don't think you're gonna beat the current
NWA World Heavyweight Champion.
I'm not trying to wrestle for it. I'm trying to buy it. I'm trying to Ted DiBiase the championship.
Over Cody's dead body, I'm guessing. Yeah.
Everybody has a price.
Over my dead body.
But go ahead
Cody
and discuss
Rhodes
this.
And Cody
this
Gunn.
Is all that open for discussion.
That was also a great match.
Yeah, the cool thing about All In, they used different YouTube series to build the storylines.
Yeah, that's really good
and
way to do it.
And then they played clips of those, so it kind of had that classic WWE build, but it was with YouTube videos that people have been watching for months now.
Yeah. Between being the Elite, NWA has this 10 pounds of gold thing about the belt.
Yep.
Cody's even been doing his own thing about the build to All In.
Is he still in the Bullet Club?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They resolved that storyline, so that's good. Mm-hmm. So everybody's Bullet Club is fine.
Bullet Club is fine.
Quick, can we do a quick game here real quick?
Yes.
Yeah. Can Alex Plotkowski name every member of the Bullet Club?
Currently or of all time?
Currently.
Okay, because of all time,
Look it up.
Jeff Jarrett's technically a member of the Bullet Club. No. So, okay, currently we've got Kenny Omega, the Young Bucks, who are still, all three of them are IGWP World Heavyweight Champions, except the Bucks are tag champions, obviously.
Yes.
Cody.
Uh-huh.
Hangman Adam Page. Then we have Chase Owen.
Who's like the Virgil of...
Yeah, and he's actually really good
in
the ring. It's so sad. Marty Scurll, the villain, obviously. Ishimori, who recently has been wrestling in Impact.
Uh-huh.
He's the new Bone Soldier. And then you have the kind of the break-off faction, the Firing Squad, as it is now called, which is Tama Tonga, Tonga Loa, and Bad Luck Fale.
And they're bad guys.
Because they didn't like the whole Cody versus Kenny, like, we're the leader, and they're like, no, we're original Bullet Club were the leaders.
F off.
Yeah. Get your shit together.
You know, and right? they have their father, Haku.
The bullet stops here, if you will.
And because it's New Japan, they can literally say, fuck off.
Fuck off. I mean,
much like this show. They are
changing that now after Tama Tonga got into some altercations with fans. And apparently tried to hit one, and also told a fan to go kill himself on the Twitter machine.
Oh damn!
Bad boy Tama Tonga is a bad boy.
That's gonna get you some heat right there.
Who am I missing? I'm missing the Tokyo Pimp.
I can't pronounce his name. So some of those guys, I can't remember their names.
Yujihiro. I can't pronounce his last name because Japanese is hard.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a bit.
Yeah.
He's like a Scott Norton.
Yeah.
Except without the body.
Am I missing anybody else?
I think that's all.
Well, okay, so I think this is all of them.
Ever. Yeah, you got...
I couldn't find current.
If he's missing one, you can tweet it at this show, and I'll listen to it, and I'll let you know. I'll get back to you, because apparently Wikipedia was not as clear as I expected it to be.
Well, what do you expect of Wikipedia?
Because all the old former guys, you know, your Gallows and Anderson.
Yep, they're
Balor.
Balor. Mm-hmm. AJ. Adam Cole. Bebe. Which
he wasn't there that long either.
He was in Bullet Club for about a year roughly.
Yeah. But hold on a second. We're gonna hit pause right here. Do you have your final thoughts here, Mustache? Because you got to go here.
I'm just happy. Cody Rhodes won the NWA Championship, so now I can pretend I'm touting it, even though I'm not. So see you guys later.
Yeah. So when are you dyeing your hair blonde? That's what I want to know.
I think I'm gonna go all in with these chips.
Yeah, you're gonna need those.
Speaking of all in.
Oh yeah.
Boom.
This is the most Juggalo thing I've done on the show. I cracked open a 2-liter of Faygo root beer here. It's the very first time I've done on the show, and I
had a rock and rye earlier today, so.
Oh, it's awesome. Whoop whoop, by the way.
Yes.
Sorry, Ryan.
Took Aleph.
But quick question for you two. If you could sign one indie wrestler to WWE right now, who would it be?
Ooh.
Who's doing the booking? Is Vince doing the booking?
You are. Because I've been touting that. I want both the Young Bucks.
Well, H is doing
right
the booking of resigning the NXT.
True. Well, after they signed Matt Riddle, because that would have been the first guy I would have signed. Matt Riddle's just
And Keith Lee.
Yeah. Those are two guys that are absolute machines. It has to be Kenny Omega.
I hear that a lot. I hear that response a lot.
He's got the look. He's great in the ring. He's great on the mic.
Yeah.
You know, the cleaner character he does is awesome. You know, it's and he can comedy wrestle. He can also comedy wrestle, which is
I love that. I love the comedy aspects in wrestling.
Yeah,
we haven't gotten like good comedy wrestling in WWE, and
there's
the B team. You got the B team.
The B team, and
no, their matches are usually kind of boring.
Yeah, but their whole gimmick is comical.
Yeah, and then there was the Fashion Police before that, which I enjoyed.
And they can actually
careers are no better for the Fashion Police, though. Like, they both got buried because of that. Yeah. And now that Fandango's hurt, Tyler Breeze is just getting swept under the rug.
Yeah, and it's so sad.
It is, because Breezy's awesome. I'm a fan.
I think if we're going anyone besides
Omega,
I think if you're going main roster,
mm-hmm.
Brian Cage is a Vince McMahon wet dream.
I saw the man in person at StarCast, which was also that weekend. I went just Sunday,
mm-hmm.
And that man is just huge.
Is he the Mohawk guy that was on Impact? Yeah. Okay, I know who you're talking about. He's built like Ryback, kind of.
He's the X Division champion.
But he's very agile, yeah.
Yeah, but he's also just...
He's got the X Division title. That's so garbage. Like,
it is, but you know, I always have enjoyed big guys versus little guy matches.
Mm.
It's especially since
he can go as well as any other little guy.
I just feel like he's big enough that they could have probably, especially for the lack of superstars on Impact, they probably should have made him.
Have the main belt, and it wouldn't.
You think he's gonna be the next guy to hold them both?
Probably that makes sense.
Yeah.
Also,
not that I'm keeping track of what Impact's doing.
I think Pentagon.
Yes.
He floats around everywhere. He was on Impact.
Lucha Underground, everything. Yeah. But
he'd be a big heel in NXT. The problem is promos.
Promos, and the other big thing is most of his moveset is dropping people on their head and WWE.
Vince hates that. Yeah.
He's just like, nope.
That's a good point.
The talking thing, you can give him Selena Vega or something. And the WWE universe is willing to have a Latino stable.
They've been because talking the fan about base it for and everything, while, you know?
Like Eddie Guerrero Latino, was huge.
Yeah, a new Latino world.
Mysterio
world.
Huge.
Yeah.
LWO.
Yeah.
Let's just bring LAX in.
Yeah, let's do it.
Just bring Homicide and Hernandez. Original LAX, yeah. You know what I mean?
What's Conan doing? Come on.
He was on Impact recently.
Yeah.
Also, I think from All In, there's Marty Scurll, obviously.
Yeah.
But one match we haven't talked about, the woman four-way, Chelsea Green. I hadn't seen the Hot Mess character before yet.
She's
character was amazing.
Is she like ODB or something? Or like?
No, she dresses almost like a bride, but like a bride that was spurned. And yeah. Like she's got like the running makeup and she looks crazy and frantic.
Yeah, her character's almost like the drunk girl at the party.
Oh, fun.
Where,
oh,
like,
fun.
Makeup's kind of running.
Yeah.
There's a Irish wrestler who's just doing a similar character.
Yes.
What's her name?
What is her name? I know who you're talking about.
Oh, she's really good.
Is she doing the Mae Young Classic?
I don't know.
Hold, please. Your call is very important to us. The Ryback is done Googling this information, he will be with you.
But actually, any of those four females in that match could get signed tomorrow and they'd be fine.
Yeah, Britt Baker, really
Britt
good.
Britt Baker was great. Tessa Blanchard was fantastic.
Mm-hmm. I know of her.
And then Madison Rayne, who is...
I love Madison Rayne.
Who's, yeah.
She's in the Mae Young Classic.
She is in the Mae Young. She's Ashley Rayne, though.
Oh, excuse me. Yes.
Because who you were before WWE doesn't matter. Isn't that right, Daniel Bryan?
Unless you're Samoa Joe.
Yeah. But that's Samoa also Joe. Because, you know, what was he going to do? Be Joe Samoa? Like, that's terrible.
Samoa Joseph.
Samoa Joseph.
Joseph. I like
Samoa John.
No, be very formal. John.
Just change it up just slightly. Just a tweak.
Samoa hyphen Joe.
There you go.
You put a hyphen in it, it's totally different. Totally different.
Yeah.
But is that all you guys wanted to say about the All In experience?
It was a great show. And after the cameras went, everybody, like all the Bullet Club that was there, went into the ring. Cody cut a promo. And I think it's probably one of the most important promos I've heard in ages. He talked about how, you know, no one entity owns professional wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
We, as in the fans, own professional wrestling.
Oh, he's going that angle. Okay.
And you know what? He's absolutely right, though. Because, you know, there is more product out there than just WWE. And
it's definitely become more global.
Yeah.
Like,
and with the internet, with YouTube.
Yeah.
You know,
I feel like it's kind of territorial again. You know what I mean?
It is.
Like, Impact's living in Canada. WWE's got America on lockdown. Lucha Underground's living in Mexico down there.
New Japan.
New Japan's over there.
Yeah, it's just...
Ring of Honor's living around somewhere in
it's
the
just
underground.
At this point, you know, if you're not happy with the product, there's other product out there.
You can... It's at your fingertips. You can YouTube, you can...
And because there is so... Like, how often do you watch an episode of Raw or SmackDown and you're just like, oh, why am I still watching this?
Lashley Sisters, like that thing. Like, oh my
you
God.
You know, and...
Like, hold on.
Did you find it?
Session Moth.
That is it.
It's an
Bam.
Irish... It's an Irish
well,
slang.
Well, three claps for you. Yeah. Yes, good job.
For like a party girl,
mm-hmm.
And that's a cool character you should look up too. Session Moth.
Yes, just, I feel like I'll be a fan very quickly.
Her character is she like drinks and like twerks on people.
I feel like I know her, and I want to get to know her a little bit better. Hit me up at Trebuchet LOL. But you can be sure to direct message me. I will answer
and
you.
And Chelsea Green is dating Zack Ryder.
Yep.
So that's fine. Woo woo.
She She hit the. What is that called? But
the boot.
The boot.
The broski boot?
The broski boot.
Yep.
Yeah. She went woo, 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 and she hit it. It was great. It was a great little spot. The whole place wooed with her.
The mm-hmm. place that's knowledgeable like that. Everybody that bought in.
You
wouldn't
have that many sparks in one building.
That's got to be fun. That's got to be like WrestleMania-esque. Like,
it is, but...
But not to that degree. You know what I mean?
And you like, know what? The big comparison was, you know, this is the Woodstock of wrestling. And it kind of was with StarCast that weekend, which, you know, StarCast, I only went the one day, but, like, seeing all the people that, like, I saw Buff Bagwell there.
Was his mom there?
No.
I bet she was. I bet she was lurking.
She probably was there. But yeah, he still dresses like a gigolo, which, I mean,
he literally was.
Literally. And he has a, I listened to Marty and Sarah this week, and they're talking about how he, or no, it was this, that wasn't Marty and Sarah. It was, We Watch Wrestling, and they're talking about how Buff Bagwell has a separate suitcase for his hat.
Well, he does wear a very tall top hat. That's yes. Awesome.
That's top hat case. Buff's got the stuff, man. Buff has the stuff.
He's got a really good graphic designer. I will give him that.
He definitely
does. That shit has always been on par. Like, he's definitely got a guy for
that. He's got a good spray guy.
No comment. We don't have that David Otunga lawyer yet.
Yeah, not yet.
Until we get that, I cannot legally say anything right now. So, is that all we want to discuss about the indies, guys? I'll go into some WWE stuff
here. We can move
from there.
We've hit about the bottom. We talked about Buff Bagwell. Only thing we can really talk about after that is, like, David Arquette to get any lower. And I'm willing to do that.
He was there as well, and I'm so sad I missed him.
David Arquette was there? Shut up.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Shut up, man. He's making game shows or whatever.
He's tagging. He's making the documentary about making a wrestling run.
Yeah.
He's tagging this guy named RJ City.
Okay, I'm down with it. Ready to Rumble.
There were actually quite a few celebrities at the All In show itself. John Mayer was apparently there, which was like, that was interesting to see. Paul Scheer, Ron Funches was there as well.
I love Ron
Funches. Yeah, he's a good dude. I hear he's a big wrestling fan. Anyway. Yeah.
He was doing the roast of Bruce Pritchard.
Yeah, that's fun. That's fun.
And then of course Meltzer was there, and Meltzer's arms. Yeah. Uncle Dave's arms.
How do you feel about the whole Meltzer endeavor with the Iconics?
That to me, like, everything Dave Meltzer says is always taken poorly. I understand what he meant.
Yeah.
When he said lighter, he was talking about her implants, which it's still like, Dave, you shouldn't be talking about it. Yeah, that was mine, but it was...
Somebody should have said yeah. You know what I mean?
But it's Dave Meltzer. He doesn't care. He doesn't care at all. Like, it's one of those, should he have said it? No, probably not. He's going to say it anyway. That's just what he does.
Yeah.
how do you feel about
He's not aware enough of those kind of things. Because, like, if you watch him, like, review, like...
I'm not very familiar with him at all.
But he's got a reputation for... not giving women's matches their due, even when they burn a house down.
Yeah.
So
some wrestling fans have that them too. Like, I've seen people just be like, people trash Sasha, people trash Charlotte, which is ridiculous. I mean, if you're trashing Charlotte, well, I'm gonna have some words with you.
Workers. Like, yeah. Like, he's just one of those guys who grew up in the Boys Club, and I don't think he's adapted as quickly as someone who's covering a sport where women are growing and growing.
And not just that, women's wrestling now, most of the time, is better than the men's.
No, we were talking about that behind the paywall here. It's all like, which belt do you, like, because we were looking at my championships here, and you were all like, when are you going to buy the Universal? I'm like, never. That title is garbage.
Garbage.
Like, Finn Balor won it day one, hurt. Kevin Owens had it for a little while. Then he broke up with Chris Jericho, hated it. Goldberg squashed Lesnar a couple times, and then Brock just took off with it. And why would I want that? I'd rather have the women's belt. I'd rather have the Charlotte one or the Becky one. I really would.
Yeah, those are, like, you know, those are good titles. Those are, you
or
know,
that Charlotte.
Those feuds are good.
That Charlotte friggin' Banks run was really good.
Yeah, and that rivalry was fantastic. You know, and a lot of people complained, I saw, and I know a lot of people I talked to complained about, like, they shouldn't hot potato with I was like, no, it just means it means a lot to them.
And yeah, it gives you that anything can happen feel. When AJ has the title for so long and when Brock have the title for so long, you don't really care about the title so much. You're just like, oh, it's here, but we're not doing anything with it. You put him in a tag match or something.
Definitely more so with Brock than with AJ. Because with AJ...
AJ's been defending it at least at the pay-per-views,
and it's,
but...
You also know that, like, he's one of the best wrestlers in the world, but if someone's going to take it to him, it's going to be a damn good match, and you might sell me on a two count. You might sell me on a two count.
Okay. But I don't know. It's It is what it is. The Intercontinental Championship, I say, would be the only one that you could really compare right now. That's been, you know, interesting enough for me to want to buy. But the Intercontinental Championship has a history all its own.
Yeah,
that's... I wouldn't want the white one. I want the one before that, the black one, with the one that China and Jericho.
The angle one. Okay, that era. I like the white one. I really
do. You like the white one? Yeah. You like the classic? Yeah. That's fair.
I would do the yellow strap on it.
Like, oh, gross!
Yeah, from back
in the day. Ew!
Yeah.
Who are you?
Yeah, or you could go, for a while, Warrior have a green one?
Yep.
Oh my god, what a terrible thing to do to that poor title.
Yeah. Not for me, but...
Speaking of titles, which title would you guys buy if you were given the opportunity?
I really do... Like, you know, the old World Heavyweight Champion, the NWA old belt, you know, the WCW, the one you have.
I love that belt. Big gold one.
The big gold belt, yep. Fantastic. I think
I love it. It makes me have more confidence as a person.
To me, it looks like that's what a championship belt, like if you're going to, like if you told a kid, draw a champion, that's kind of what they're drawing.
That's damn right. That is a great way to put that.
Yeah, that old giant gold belt.
Same answer for you?
Yeah. Probably that or the... probably just that.
No, it's funny because I would buy that belt again because I want to spray paint the NWO on one of them. You know what I
mean? Like,
but I would want, like, it'd be...
This most, chair squeaking like
I'd probably get it where it actually says, like, WCW or whatever it said on the original one.
Yeah.
Or other belts, you know, maybe even... I do like the Smoking Skull belt.
Yeah, I was going to say a custom one, maybe.
Yeah, because...
I like the Smoking Skull one.
That's kind of just a fun belt, and that was just, you know, that was kind of, for us and our generation, that was kind of the glory days of wrestling.
Original hardcore belt.
Oh, yeah!
That was pretty great.
Everything looked like a piece of shit. I loved it so much. He just awarded it to Foley. Speaking of Mick Foley, he's going to be on Raw this Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about Hell in a Cell, last time ever, Triple H versus the Dead Man. And who knows more about that than Mick Foley?
Yeah. So Hell in a Cell is next Sunday. And then, what is it, 2 weeks after that? 3 weeks after that? They're doing that Down Under show, that Super Showdown Under.
I can't wait. I'm going to get super fucked up for that. I am just, like, because that's going to be at like 3 or 4 in the morning here.
Yeah.
I'm going to host karaoke that Friday. Then people are going to come over here. We're going to be fucking... pretty much going to be a slumber party. And that's Pulaski weekend, so we're going to go out to the Polish Hall down the street from me and get fucked up all over again, eat some Polish food. And then there's probably going to be a nap somewhere in between here.
Probably.
People might die. That's why...
Yeah. But they're really pushing this Triple H Undertaker. And I'm fine with that. Like, but it's just like, man, what... what happened? Like, these are two old guys now.
Well,
but
I think they want to use the mainstream.
The nostalgia name. Helps. I feel like people in Australia know who The Undertaker and who Triple H are.
Use the mainstream name. And did you hear the price of the tickets for this show?
No.
It's ridiculous.
Is it really steep?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Is it a big arena, or is it...
From what I've seen, it looks pretty big. It's the biggest arena in Melbourne, so...
I think it's like 70s...
So I think it was like 75,000 seats, something like that.
Oh.
Gotcha.
So it's... But, you know...
HBK tried to sell it to us. Yeah. And HB Shizzle, which I never understood, because Shizzle is shit.
Yeah.
I don't know if he knows that, but he calls himself the heartbreak shit when he says HB Shizzle. That's a public... service announcement for you, HBK.
I mean...
You should be HB Kizzle.
Yeah.
As a juggalo and a white guy with dreadlocks and just know these
things.
You
just know those
things. Yeah, I know. He's a guy from Austin, Texas or...
Yeah.
You know.
Whereabouts, yeah.
Or Michael. San Antonio, excuse me. Yeah. Excuse me. But, like, he doesn't know those things. But he said Triple H, and, like, people on the internet were pissed off. I'm like, Triple H is his boy. Triple H has always been his guy. And The Undertaker hasn't really carried a match in the last, like, 10 years.
No,
like,
he hasn't had to.
No, he's The Undertaker. It's whatever. Yeah, but, like...
You know, he's arguably one of the best of all time.
Every time he's in that ring, we're asking if it's his last time. There shouldn't be a giant surprise on the internet that people are picking Triple H to beat him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand this argument.
Will Michaels run in, though? That's the question.
I thought they might make one of these guys, like, the referee or something for it, but it doesn't seem that way anymore.
Apparently, there were advertisements in Australia advertising Shawn Michaels as the special guest referee.
Okay.
But those ads have since been pulled.
It's because he cut his hair. Yeah. It's the haircut. They're like, we don't know who that guy is. Like, yeah. We can't sell tickets with this guy.
That's
with
Michael Higginbottom.
Oh, man. Oh, what was your favorite thing in wrestling this week here, guys? On the WWE.
On the... I did enjoy seeing Dolph and McIntyre win those tag belts.
Oh, I'm going to get a fucking out of here.
I knew he was going to hate me for that. I knew he was going to hate me for that. But... nothing against the B team.
Oh, I walked right into that. I asked that question. He just fucking,
nothing against the B team, though. It's just, I feel like you could give the belts to Dolph and Drew, and they can run with those for a while.
Yeah, I wrote something down about this. The B team did lose their tag team titles this week. And it just proves, once again, that the WWE Raw Tag Team Division is hot garbage. The Raw Tag Team Division is the equivalent of Ric Flair after a 48-hour binger. That is the Raw Tag Team Division.
Wow.
Hot garbage.
Wow.
I hate the Revival. I hate the Revival. B-team. I hate fucking Drew and Dolph. It's so fucking terrible. SmackDown's way better. It the competition is so much better.
You're not wrong, but...
The Young Bucks are better than the entire Raw Division.
No, it's true. It's... Honestly, the both tag team visions, I think, are kind of shit at this
point. SmackDown's been getting progressively better.
Yeah.
The couple SmackDowns ago, they put on some good
matches.
I get
that there's a brand split, and, you need to have tag titles. I would rather just have one set of tag belts.
I'd be okay with that. Seriously, because it's saturated. I've been bitching about this for months.
If we're doing co-branded pay-per-views, why can't they switch off every now and then? The tag belts are now on Raw, and then, SmackDown gets to send a team in to try to take them from them. You know? It doesn't have to be, an invasion-style angle. It's just all right.
I'd be even more okay if you wanted to bring those titles strictly to Raw, because it's a three-hour show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just something, but...
No, I'm fine.
But I love... Because, SmackDown, you got The New Day, you got The Bar, you got The Usos, you got Rusev Day... there's other teams in there too,
which they will be. Rusev Day, I think, is gonna break up soon.
Yeah,
they keep hinting at that. It's either that or they're gonna win the titles. It's one or the other. It's sink or swim at this point with that angle.
I think they don't like Rusev enough.
You know what's a sick angle is if they dump Lana. If Rusev Day stays together and they just be like, Lana, you can't accompany us anymore. Not that they should do that. But that would be a crazy angle.
Speaking of blondes dumping, Dana Brooke dumped Titus
Worldwide. She did. She was gone.
Yeah.
So, she can't take this shit no more.
I don't know.
In so many words.
That I didn't really care for.
I thought she was a sexy secretary.
Yeah.
But I thought it was hurting her wrestling career.
Yeah.
She's better than a manager. She's good in the ring.
Yeah.
And I like Dana Brooke. I'm a fan.
Eh.
You're on her.
I mean, I wouldn't say she's improved a lot.
Yeah, she's not bad. It's just meh.
It's fair.
Her character needs work.
I think the real problem with our Raw Tag Team Division is they don't know how to book it.
Yeah.
Because.
But how can SmackDown be so much better? Is it different creative for different shows?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm because it is not good. It is god awful.
Well, even SmackDown's tag was pretty. In a lull for a while.
You got Rockstar Spud running out with AOP now? It doesn't make sense.
More pancakes. Okay. Yeah. I love The New Day, but they were getting stale for a little bit there.
No, they were. They finally caught fire again.
But
AOP, part of that is the wrestling.
AOP can put on good matches when they're allowed to.
I've yet to see it, but I hear they were good. They were in the War Games, weren't they?
Yeah, you haven't
I'll get there.
I'm judging them
the Revival.
Strictly on their
Revival
WWE shit.
Puts on one hell of a show when they're allowed to.
They are professional wrestlers. That's why when they said that on that Raw 25 thing, I see that why they got, they lost any push they had.
They're always saying fists, not flips. Where the fuck were these fists when Drew and Dolph attacked them, huh? Where were they?
Yeah. Well,
nowhere to be seen. They're fucking hiding in the back.
Drew McIntyre is a scary man. He is a scary, scary Scottish man.
Those four can go. Who else is on that roster right now?
B-team, meh. I don't care.
B-team's meh. Hardy and Bray, but...
Hardy could, but they decided to keep the same note.
Hardy's done.
Now Hardy's hurt.
His pelvis is fusing with... You know, I think his leg.
Yeah. Oh, is that that's got to be from years of leg drops.
Yeah,
has to be.
Yeah, that's what they're saying it was.
But then, jeez. And then Jeff still wants to jump off of everything possible.
Hell in a Cell for the first time.
Yeah,
Jeff Hardy's ear versus Randy Orton his finger. This is essentially the match. It's ear versus finger.
He's jumping off the cell. I don't know.
He's jumping off that cell.
Yeah. Like. Jeff, we
it's,
love
it's
you.
Ten, it's we like 2-1. He's jumping
need,
off that
You don't
cell.
Need to do this anymore. We love you no matter what.
Here's the thing. This. He's the one that asked for the help.
Yeah.
From all our like reports and stuff.
I believe that, but he had that DUI stuff. I think he's trying to put on some good matches to kind of sweep that.
No, I think it's he's always wanted to...
To do Hell in a
He's
Cell.
He's a daredevil. It's what he is.
No, I said it a couple of shows ago. Nobody has more oh my god moments than Jeff Hardy. Yeah. In the industry. That includes Mick Foley and Terry Funk and all these other guys. Anybody in the ECW thing, I'm sorry, New Jack, don't kill me. But
like
Jeff Hardy is just, any show he does, it's like, oh my God.
It's like Jeff Hardy and Shane McMahon. Shane McMahon will show up like once every 3 years to wrestle and he's like, oh, he's going to jump off something or oh, he's going to fall off something.
Yeah.
But
or get speared to death.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Dude.
It's fun stuff.
So... How many matches are supposed to be in the cell? Is it three?
Inside the cell?
Yeah.
Is it, I know those two are.
So it's.
I want Charlotte and Becky to do
I'm
it.
I'm thinking that's what's going to happen.
Asking for it.
I'm thinking that's what they're going to book.
Because it's getting really personal.
I think right now there's only currently two booked in the cell.
Right, right.
So I'm thinking they're going to add a third.
What's the second one?
Roman versus Braun.
Oh, that's right. Ah. Gross.
Because it'll keep the...
This could have been so good, and it's just so...
Because it'll keep the Shield out, and it'll keep Dolph and Drew out, so it'll just be them. But...
Supposedly. Allegedly. We know. We all know. We've all seen the product.
The Shield's gonna run in because there's no chance...
Are they? Because the locker room, like, wiped them out this past week. Which was...
Now how do you make Big Dog look strong? You give him Shield back. Big Dog Strong again. Yay.
Well, you know what's going to happen this Monday, right?
What's going to happen this Monday?
They're going to have...
Are they going to get arrested again because they stole the ambulance?
They're going to have Monday Night Football on.
Yep.
So they're going to want a big storyline.
Okay.
So what's going to happen is... That means you're going to get a lot of Shield because they think Shield's all the money right now. So you're going
to... I'm interested with Roman in the Shield, like it or not. I like Roman Reigns better in the Shield.
Because that's how he's the most interesting.
You put him around Seth and Dean. I like him again.
You're
going to
get the
guy.
Shield...
I liked him before that, but he's more likable with these two.
You're going to get the Shield picking off people throughout the whole night.
Oh, you think we're going to be seeing people lay in and just be all like, oh, they got fucking...
At some points, you'll see the Shield to do it. Other points, you'll just see those turn backstage and there's a body laying.
They got the Revival again!
Yeah.
Because everybody gets the Revival these days.
The whole story will be just them destroying the whole heel roster.
Yeah. Yeah, with probably the help of Finn Balor as well.
Yeah.
Probably.
How do you guys feel about the Kevin Owens angle?
I was so...
What angle?
Well, that's the thing. He quit, and then he's just there attacking Lashley.
I was hoping he was going to be gone for like a month.
Well, Sammy's gone. And then usually when Sammy's gone, they're like, all right, Kevin, take it easy. Or they'll put Kevin with somebody else or something.
Yeah, but my thought was like, when he's like, I quit, I was like, yeah, put him away for a bit.
Yeah.
And then just... Have him show up out of nowhere, you know? Even, you know, like a month down from now, you know, have Roman Reigns versus somebody, and then Kevin Owens shows up, pop-up powerbomb.
Well, I would assume that he would be attacking Braun Strowman, because Braun Strowman was just rolling him over.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the reason he quit. He's just sick of getting beat down.
He's the heel, so...
Yeah, that... I still don't understand. Like, I understand why they turned Braun heel, but it's one of those things. I understood it, but I didn't get it.
I think they killed anything Kevin Owens had going with that. Kevin Owens was selling the shit out of that.
He threw
him off the cage and everything.
He was a great babyface.
I loved it. He's all like, I don't... He tipped him over in the porta potty. Yeah. I thought that was amazing.
And then...
Some people thought it was really shitty. But I thought it was, you know...
And then,
at least the number two segment. I'm so good. I'm on fire right now. Somebody spray some Lysol.
Crap.
Nice.
But they do Owens with the whole Bobby Lashley thing. Meh. That means he's going to get destroyed by a dude for the next month.
Yep.
And then they have him come back out to, at the end, to help Roman Reigns. I mean, not help Roman, help Braun Strowman, the guy he's just been feuding with.
Yeah, that part of it
Why
didn't really add up.
Why was Kevin Owens leading this weird job squad of people to beat down the Shield? There was no...
The sense that it makes is if you've watched the WWE product, the Shield ran rampant through WWE, and being part of the locker room, you wouldn't want that. But Kevin Owens quit, so that part of it doesn't really add up. Like, I understand why Balor was out there. Like, I read a thing online that's like, well, why would Finn Balor listen to Corbin? Because Corbin's been doing everything. Well, Corbin's his boss, and, you know, and you don't want to get beat down by the Shield, so what do? You take the Shield out. It makes sense. But the whole Kevin Owens angle, just for him to be there for no real explanation in the middle of a Jinder Mahal segment where you just think Lashley's going to crush Jinder for... And then, no, that just seems like they're going to put Kevin Owens with Jinder, and that doesn't make sense to me, really.
It's the same thing.
It's the same thing with the Chad Gable-Bobby Roode tag team. Like, unless James Storm is signed by the WWE and they're not telling me and they're going to fucking super kick Gable, I hate this.
I'm thinking what it is, though. It will start the Bobby Roode heel turn, which is overdue and much needed.
I don't really know what they're doing with this, because Gable ran those guys over.
Yeah.
Pretty much Roode was just watching. Like, he never tag team wrestled before in his life, which is ridiculous, because he was part of Beer Money, one of my favorite tag teams of all time.
But it makes sense that he'll turn on him then. He's the glorious one. Why is this little punk kid stealing my spotlight? Boom, turn, that's fine. That's good enough for me, because smiling Bobby Roode all the time is boring as hell.
I want James Storm to kick Gable and be like, you're holding my spot, kid.
I thought heel Bobby Roode was boring as heck.
Really?
Bobby Roode is a charisma vacuum.
Oh, really?
Really?
I think so.
What's better, Bobby Roode's charisma or Bobby Lashley's acting?
Oh, well, obviously Bobby Roode in that case.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Nice.
Bobby Lashley is also a charisma vacuum.
Oh, man.
But Gable can go.
Gable can go.
Fun on the mic.
Yeah. I've always been impressed with Gable.
They need to give him... That's who they should strap that IC title on.
That would be a perfect fit. I would believe that.
Beat Dolph Ziggler in an underdog... Ziggler's like, kid, you can't compete with
me. Rollins has it right now.
Seth's got the belt right now.
Yeah, Rollins has it right now. Rollins can, right? I'd watch Rollins versus Gable.
Which I could see happening.
But that's another thing with WWE, the weird tag teams. Like,
the belts are going to swap a little bit, because the Shield's going to have all the belts.
Yeah.
Well, I think they're going to keep the two belts on Seth and Roman for a while, and this is what's going to slowly plant that Dean Ambrose heel turn. Where's my gold? How come everybody else has good, nice things and I don't? And then Lunatic Fringe gonna get all lunatic-y and attack them both.
I disagree.
Hopefully.
I disagree.
Hopefully.
Shield breaks up because of Seth Rollins. That is the formula. Until proven wrong, that is my formula. Seth Rollins for the Shield breakup, everybody.
But it's gotta be Ambrose this time, though. It's gotta be. You don't come back looking that jacked and not go heel.
That's not what's best for business, Abli. Okay.
No, I think they're going to sell the shit out of the Shield, and they're going to have all the belts for a little bit.
Yeah.
I hate that, though. I know. Hate,
but they're bringing everything back. They brought the Bella Twins back to Raw.
And then that's how they'll end up getting...
But I want to talk about this real quick. Speaking of terrible wrestling, Brie Bella... Holy crap, I was worried for her safety after a couple of suicide dives on her own.
Why were they letting her do that? You're a mother now.
Daniel Bryan does that. That's why she was doing that.
Get it, but they should have been like, no, you don't have to. You can do something else. You can do...
They can give her the kicks?
Do the yes kicks. Or, you know...
She caught her feet on the ropes both times.
Yeah. The one was very scary.
It reminded me of Lita diving into Trish that one time, maybe on a Raw back in the day. I was just like, oh, her neck. Oh, somebody go check on her.
Yeah.
I was expecting the referee to hold up the X and everything.
It doesn't matter that Brie is a mom. It's that she's just not ring ready yet.
She's rusty in that ring, man. That looks bad.
She's been out of the ring, what, 2 years now?
Yeah.
The wrestling...
dives without
In the women's division, we expect more out of our women's wrestlers now.
Yes,
that is true. A big part of it. It is not a Divas era anymore.
No, it is. Yeah,
it's tougher. Speaking of that division, though, I want to give it up for Alexa Bliss for looking so hot dissing Columbus, Ohio. That was the hottest thing I've seen in so long.
The only thing, I had one problem with it. Why do they always make the heels trash their own hometown? Just let them soak in that they're in their own hometown. I'm from Detroit originally. I'm not going to bash Detroit.
Yeah. If you're the heel, it's just the formula they use.
They rarely let people get that Bret Hart heat.
Yeah.
I love it.
You mean when he was trashing America that whole time and he went back to Canada and he was a hero?
Or CM Punk. CM Punk wouldn't talk
God in Chicago.
Shit about Chicago.
God no. in Chicago.
No, never would. Granted, he got booed apparently last time he was mentioned in Chicago. But that's just because he's suing Colt Cabana suing him for $1 million.
I heard about that.
But yeah,
that's a whole nother discussion.
But that's also because God bless Colt Cabana. God bless that man. Yeah. Speaking of Diva, the Diva character of Carmella, is she babyface now?
I don't think so. I think Mella's too good as a heel. I don't.
Did you hear the news?
I know her and Truth are
Mixed Max Challenge is coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I heard that.
Yeah.
Maybe she'll be kind of a tweener then.
But the thing is with the Mixed Max Challenge, that's all none of that is
none of it's kayfabe.
Exactly. That's all its own entity there.
It's like when you have Marvel Comics and they're like, okay, we're just going to do the story where Wolverine's really old. Yeah. But he's also in our main run too.
It's a special thing.
Yeah.
But no, I enjoyed that she came out with R-Truth, and it was, who would have thought seeing R-Truth in a main event of a SmackDown?
That was the most entertaining thing I've seen R-Truth do in years. It was great.
It was
three claps for his comedic fucking prowess there. That was really funny. That was hilarious the way he was all Ty Dillinger, he's all I'm going to teach you something. He's like, well, what are you going to teach me? How to be in the main event of SmackDown.
It was great.
Yeah, I'm you fucking got him.
I didn't know what year it was, and I'm like, Miz in R-Truth main event? What?
I liked it.
It's that classic example of Crazy as a Fox.
Yeah.
They
did the bit as, oh, it's on R-Truth, but it's actually he knew what he was doing the whole time.
Yeah. It's great. It was great. I love that they didn't just bury him immediately, because they have a tendency to do that with their guys that have, the gold dusts of the world.
Yeah. And who would have thought, though, that, they would have brought R-Truth back? Because there's plenty of guys on the roster, both Raw and SmackDown, that aren't really doing much of anything. And then, of all people, R-Truth.
Yeah, he'll...
Entertaining. People like saying what's up. Well, he wrote a new rap. That's what it is. He wrote a new rap, and they're like, fucking make him relevant again. We can sell this. Well, it worked for Elias. They're selling music right now. That's what it is.
Well, and it's a body they can use for Mixed Match Challenge, and so someone else won't have to do double duty.
Yep.
That's a good call, too, yeah.
Yeah. And
because that happened a lot last time around. Yeah. It's people were getting hurt on the main roster.
So now R-Truth can do a comedy segment on the SmackDown episode.
Yeah.
And then do the Mixed Match Challenge match, and it saves a person's body for a night.
And they did change the format of the Mixed Match Challenge as well.
And it's round robin.
It's round robin now, which is...
What does that mean?
So everybody's going to fight everybody. So you're not going to have to worry about just okay, well, Rusev and Lana beat Jimmy Uso and Naomi, so they're out. Now it's nope. Okay, so they get a point, and it's just kind of
We got a big bracket and stuff. Yeah, okay.
It's kind of like the way...
it's going to be longer, I'm assuming.
Yeah, New Japan does their G1 Climax or their Best of the Super Juniors tournament.
Oh, fun. I like it. So it's not sudden death right out of the gate.
Correct.
Cool.
And
who's your favorite going in?
It's got to be AJ and Charlotte.
I was going to say, the two champs, right?
How did they lose? I could see it being Team Little Big just because everybody loves Alexa Bliss.
Right. Asuka's no longer undefeated, so... Because Team Asuka won last time.
And it was mostly to protect her streak, but now that she's not, I don't really see them winning it again.
No, I don't see them repeating at all. I see Maryse potentially getting jealous and taking Asuka out. I see a lot of... Of course, anything the Miz does, you can really work an angle into because he's so versatile in that way.
What other teams are there? I'm blanking.
The one I'm excited about, Bayley and Finn Balor.
That could... that actually would make a lot of sense, especially since both of them right now are not really getting much in terms both of writing.
Are butchered by the creative.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, but you give them that, it's like, hey, look, you guys get something, and they had great NXT together, and great chemistry in NXT together, and going out and doing each other's entrances.
Yeah, I could totally really see cute. That working. Yeah, yeah.
Well, and yeah, the fangirls are gonna, like, swoon all over them, too.
Yeah, there's a couple boring teams, though.
What he's saying is the Ryback is going to throw his panties at this tag team.
I might also swoon.
The Bobby Lashley-Sasha Banks pairing to me is boring, and I love Sasha Banks.
Yeah.
Just Bobby Lashley, as we've said.
Maybe.
I don't know what they're doing with Lashley. You put Lashley in the ring, he's great. You want him to run people over, you want him to smash people, you want him to hold somebody up there in a vertical suplex for a year and a half, he'll do it. Don't give him a microphone. Just give him Paul Heyman. Make him just fucking new Brock. Like, you know,
that would be fine. I would be, like, a Brock that shows up every week.
Lashley just, like, he doesn't take the talking part of wrestling seriously to me. He's just got this smirk on his face the whole time he does it.
He wasn't bad, but that was because he was a heel.
His wife did the talking!
Yeah.
Well, because his character...
That's the Booker T effect. Yeah. You just get a Charmel... Well, his character... Or Charmel...
WWE's, aw, shucks, I have some sisters. Oh, well, I guess you're going to make fun of me. That's not nice.
Ha ha! Such a... Rockin' Robin!
He's like Tommy Wiseau as a wrestler.
Yeah.
He just doesn't seem like a real person.
No, he's...
And Trevor said you need to see the room so you know that
reference. Yeah, I don't get that. Sorry.
It's okay.
That's a deep cut. Sorry, everybody.
We'll just chalk that up as a loss there.
But Andrade Cien Almas keeps losing to Daniel Bryan, but he's been impressing me on the main roster. He can wrestle, this guy. I have not seen anything he's done on NXT or before this, but...
He had a hell of an arc in NXT. Oh,
I hear that, but I'm not there yet. I love Selena Vega.
Yeah.
She's fucking... I loved her as Rosita back in the day on Impact, and...
Like, Trinidad, yeah.
Hearing her just fucking be all... She could fucking talk me into a closet.
She is a fantastic mouthpiece for
Hey-o. Sorry.
No, but she's great.
And she is. She's amazing. She can wrestle, too.
Yeah, his wrestling's also just been...
His wrestling's awesome. I understand why he doesn't talk so much.
And the thing is, you don't need to win. You know, like, winning's important. It's not that I'll never downplay winning's important.
He took AJ to the limit. He took Daniel Bryan to the limit. Like, yeah, he's really cutting his stripes.
You can lose
here.
Matches and still look good.
Yes.
It's just they now need to start booking him wins. Like, yes, they had that little feud with Rusev where it was like father versus son, pretty much, because Andrade Cien Almas looks just like Rusev. It's just slightly...
I hated that for Rusev because Rusev was like fighting for the WWE Championship.
Yeah.
And then he's on the pre-show. Like, Jesus, fucking how the mighty have fallen.
Yeah. But...
This is what I think they should. I think they should put him in a feud with Nakamura. Because Nakamura is, like, I saw this thing on WWE.com. He said he refuses to fight until he finds a worthy opponent.
Yeah. It's just the only problem is they're both heels. And they don't know how to book
it. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with heel.
Oh, I am too.
I would be if it's booked right.
But they don't know how to book it. They also don't know how to really book face versus face. That's why they try to turn Becky heel.
Well, I'm pretty sure they just don't know how to book right now. the NXT product is... I know it's a gross phrasing, but so good. The storytelling on that show is light years ahead of the main roster right now.
Part of it, too, is...
Is it because the guys are hungrier, you think? Or is it... writing?
It's the writing. It's the booking.
It's... I mean, the promos feel real. And...
Where I am, I'm in 2015 right now, and these guys seem hungrier to me.
You don't have to fill 5 hours every week on NXT.
No, it's short and to the point. Is it still an hour show, or did they move it to two?
I think it's still an hour.
When you watch those takeovers, those matches, now are everyone's...
They mean
something. No, there's a buzz about them every time. Not get spoiled on the Twitter machine.
Dynamite.
But, like, I can always tell when there's a takeover going on because my shit is just filled up with it. I'm like, all right, well, this is going on.
Takeover has done the best shows WWE has done probably in 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some of the best wrestling you can watch now.
The matches are better on NXT across the board, you guys think?
For the most part. Yeah. It's, you know, I'm not saying that the main roster doesn't have a deep talent pool, because it definitely does. It's probably the most talented the roster's ever been. It's just, a lot of it's boring.
If you did a top 10 of match quality,
how many would be NXT?
Probably 5 or 6.
Yeah.
Probably 7.
Yeah, if not more. Yeah.
Oh,
7
yeah?
or 8, really.
That's interesting. I look forward to seeing a lot of this NXT. Like, I'm trying, guys. I'm putting in that work. I'm binging.
You'll get there. And
oh, yeah.
They just keep getting better, too. Part of it's because the talent keeps getting better down there, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because...
Well, it's really interesting the way that it's done, because, like, guys will have, like, an indie buzz, and they'll show up on NXT, and so, like, they're like, oh, shit! They're fucking here!
Yeah.
Like, that guy...
You know, not to spoil it, but you know Adam Cole's on NXT.
Yeah, I know. Like, I've heard that.
Adam Cole... That was huge!
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I just watched the TakeOver where Samoa Joe showed up.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, he's going to fight Kevin Owens. Yep. This is a big deal.
And they have these British guys who've been killing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
they're great.
Not Blake and Murphy. No, I'm just
kidding. Oh, jeez.
The one thing I want to know, is Blue Pants still around? Do you know what I'm talking about? Blue Pants? She beat Carmella, like, back in the day. Oh, that was her name. And her theme music was Big Cass going, da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da. No, that's me. Okay, that's just me. Okay. Hashtag bring back Blue Pants.
There is some parts of NXT that kind of...
I loved it. I loved it. I love all... It seemed very undergroundy.
I love all the villains.
I've seen the
Vaudevillians were great. Yeah. Did you see them... I don't know. I don't want to spoil it. Never mind.
Yeah, I'm like, I've seen them, but they haven't done much on there. I feel like they got called up, but they may come back. I don't know.
Did you see them with their title win?
No, I did not.
Okay.
Sorry.
Then. Spoiler alert.
I'm watching it years behind you. Is it a spoiler at this point?
Yeah. So I can guarantee you will see Blue Pants at least one more time.
Thank God. Yes. Yeah. Thank God. Yeah. I was worried about that. So, speaking of women... Since we were talking about Blue Pants, Naomi has a friend, an Asuka. Are the Iconics ready for this?
No. And it's probably going to be a pre-show match.
I think they are. I think the Iconics are ready for Asuka.
I think what it is it's a, well, we need to fill a 3-hour card at
Hell in a Cell. We got to do something.
Or Evolution.
At Evolution. Yeah, the women's show. Which...
This is weird.
And the rumor is...
We're getting a lot of, like, you know, legends coming in. Like, Trish is wrestling for this thing.
And the Bellas. And the rumor is going around that the reason why they stopped the Sasha Banks-Bayley feud was because there's going to be a female... Or it's going to be a woman tag belt.
I've heard that. I've also heard that they're trying to book the Four Horsewomen of Wrestling versus Four Horsewomen of MMA. But
If they do that... My problem is, please, for the love of God, do not have the Four Horsewomen of MMA win.
Nope. Because
that just makes your product look terrible.
I just want it in the War Games. That's the only way I want it. Okay. Put it in the War Games.
That'd be fine.
That's fine. Exactly. It doesn't matter who wins at that point.
Look at Trebuchet.
That's right. Break it down.
Yeah.
All right. I think... That is about it for my notes here, you guys.
Oh, yeah, you have a War Games match to see in, like, 2 years.
Yeah, I know, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, I heard about it
eventually.
That is kind of what sold me on watching NXT hard. I'm like, oh, they're bringing back the War Games, you say. Because I'm a huge WCW fan from back in the day. Mm-hmm. Like, I watched the Horsemen tear it up in there. I've seen Ric Flair just get his head smashed by Mr. Perfect in the War Games. Like, that was probably the thing that, like, shocked me the most as a kid was watching Flair just bleed over.
War Games is a... Mm-hmm. That's a concept they... As soon as they bought WCW, I don't know why they didn't try to bring that back.
I'll never forget that clip on Monday Night Nitro of Flair just stitches all across his forehead. Yeah. Like, he looked like Frankenstein. I was just like, damn, he got fucked up.
Well, they're bringing it back
for Survivor Series weekend.
I love it. I love it.
So, we'll see what happens in War Games again this year. Because last year's match was great.
Yes.
Well, I think that brings us to final thoughts. Rebek.
I am looking forward to most right now, the Mae Young Classic.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly because I get another dose of Toni Storm, who's awesome. I'm sad that Piper Niven is not back in this tournament. But I'm going to see some women tear the house down. And NXT's still been killing it. Can't wait for NXT UK, because I can watch Pete Dunne and Tyler Bates wrestle all the time.
They got the UK championship defended on NXT normally now, guys?
Back and forth.
Okay.
So, yeah, so...
Because I know they have a US title now on there or something. North American championship.
Yeah, so the matches coming up are... There's a lot to look forward to outside of the main product and still from WWE. It's crazy.
Awesome.
So that's... I'm just looking forward to some really good stuff.
Hell yeah. Cool.
So...
Final thoughts?
Thank you for having me on the show, first and foremost. It's good to be here. Sorry, Mustache had to go. It's his mom's birthday. Can't knock the guy for that.
Right.
Final thought for me. I hope Hell in a Cell is an okay show. Right now, the match card on it, I'm just thinking it's going to be probably eh. I went to Hell in a Cell last year and got to see, Shane McMahon die, essentially.
That had to be fun.
Oh, man.
That had to be fun.
Well, from where I was...
Have you seen a table spot like that before for the announce table?
No. Well, and because I didn't... Where I was sitting, I didn't see Sami Zayn.
Oh. Oh, okay.
We didn't, so all of a sudden, we see him jump, and then, I look up at the monitor, and I'm like... What?
No, the arena had that, hush over. They didn't know what the hell happened.
Nobody knew.
I'm sure, that back row saw him really quick. Yeah. But everything happened so fast.
Yeah, they did that so well.
The timing was perfect.
He could have killed him if he didn't pull him at the right time.
Yeah. So, but I'm hoping that show is good. I hope they put Charlotte and Becky in Hell in a Cell.
Please give it to me, please.
And, yeah, that's my final thought. I hope Becky can win the championship because I think she is probably the best thing on main roster television right now.
Plus, we get that Joe and AJ, too.
That's going to be good.
That's going to be good.
These two have put on some great matches.
Yes, they have.
So, that leaves me, Les Trebuchet, in the room here. My final thoughts are I'm going to do some hard investigating on Penelope Ford here, you guys. I'll get back to you next week. Heyo. Mm-hmm. Please donate to my NWA account. I want to buy the NWA championship. Keep it prestigious, because it's prestigious right now, because I really enjoy Cody Rhodes. And I think that the Dream would be proud right now.
I think so,
because, he held that belt. Dusty Rhodes,
it was a beautiful moment.
Tears in his eyes, blood in his face. I was actually at the American Dreams Hall of Fame ceremony.
Wow.
I was there. That was amazing. So, keep up the good work, Cody. Thank you for being here, Alex. Thank you for being here, Ryback. Thank you for being here, Mustache. The time you were here, I am Trebuchet. Trebuchet out.